Paula, thank you for joining me on the show.
I'm absolutely delighted, and delighted to be talking about acorns in County Kerry, because County Kerry is so entrepreneurial.
It certainly is. I suppose before we get into the nuts and bolts of the programme, talk us through a little bit about the Acorns programme. I know it's aimed at female entrepreneurs, but what's the aim of it, I suppose, or how and why was it established in the first place?
Okay, so this is the 11th year of Acorns, and we've had 550 participants through the programme to date. It started at the suggestion, really, of the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine. They wanted to have an initiative developed that would support women in rural Ireland. And they realised that women in rural Ireland were enterprising and were demonstrating it in many ways. But they felt that support could be given specifically to these enterprising women in rural Ireland. And they asked for a programme to be developed. And that's when I developed Acorns. And ACORN stands for Accelerating the Creation of Rural Nascent Startups.
Fantastic. It's a brilliant programme. I know we've spoken about it on the show before, and we've talked to a couple of the past participants as well, because I know we have lots of great female entrepreneurs here in Kerry, and many of them, in fairness to them, Paula, have taken part in the ACORNs programme as well. So it's fantastic, I suppose, to see that people who have taken part in the past have gone on to be so successful, and they've really thrived after taking part.
Oh, they have. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you've got Emily Brick in Athena Analytics in Tralee. She's now exporting, going into the UK. She's most of the secondary schools in Ireland and looking not only to track academic progress, but now physical fitness as well, which is really interesting. I mean, more recently, you have Rebecca Hoban from Out West Clothing. She's in Dingle and absolutely committed to the outdoors and has developed an Irish outdoor brand because she felt that there was a real gap there. And she wants not only to develop, you know, premium clothing, as it were, that's functional, but also that would last. And what I find quite interesting is that she and Christina Foley, who's another recent participant, she's from the Barra Peninsula, they both are B Corp certified, both interested in sustainability and being kind to the planet while growing a business around it. I think that's particularly interesting and very pertinent to keep Kerry as beautiful as it is while having vibrant enterprises around it.
It certainly is, and it's fantastic to see their success as well. And I know the programme really helped them to get there as well, which is great to see. I suppose, Paula, if anyone is thinking maybe that they might be interested in taking part in the Acorns programme, explain to us, what does it entail? We'll say, like, what format maybe does the programme take?
It's based on the belief that entrepreneurs learn best from each other. So it selects groups of eight that go round a table with a lead entrepreneur. And they share their experiences with each other in a focused way. There's goals and milestones that each participant sets for themselves. And they meet once a month over a six-month period to check in on their progress towards those goals and milestones, and also draw strength and a sense of community from those around their table. Interestingly, the focus on goals and milestones, in a way, gives good peer pressure, because you've declared at the very beginning what you want to achieve over the 6 months. And those around the table are helping you to do that. All is based on confidentiality, collaboration, and respect. So respect for everyone around the table, including your lead entrepreneur. At the first meeting, which is in October, it is a residential meeting and all those costs are paid for, except you just have to get yourself to the place. So it's on the 20th and 21st of October. And the last one will also be residential. Both will be in Mullingar. And the idea there is to develop a sense of belonging, because many of those who are running businesses often find themselves isolated, a sense of isolation. And that's even more so for those living in rural areas. Not that they don't know their neighbours, but that they don't know others who are also starting business. Here they find them round the table and in the room, and there's no competitors at a round table. And you're very lucky down in Kerry, because Caroline Reedy of the HR Suite, is our volunteer lead entrepreneur. In other words, she facilitates that round table, drawing people from the southwest of the country.
And I know as well, we often hear, I suppose, Paula, about the stresses, and you touched on it there as well, about setting up a business, because there's so much work and just a long list of things that all entrepreneurs must always be keeping on top of. And I suppose it's a lot of extra pressure when you're starting a business as well, because you must be aware of all those things as well. So a program like this is very beneficial because, as you said, you get to sit down, you get to talk to other people who are going through the exact same thing as yourself. And it's a great support system for people who are starting out. And I can imagine it probably helps take the pressure off a little bit, knowing that other people are in the same boat maybe and finding the same things difficult as yourself maybe.
Enormously so. One comment that comes out again and again in the end of cycle surveys is all the businesses round the table were different, but all our issues were the same. So you're absolutely right. That sense of finding colleagues, if you like, people on the same wavelength as yourself. And it's directed, if you like, by the lead entrepreneur. And she's been there, done that, and worn the T-shirt. So she started her own business, and she has grown it very substantially. They employ over 30 at this stage. And she has all that collective experience and insights that she can share. But it's done in a sharing way. It's not in a, you should do this way. It's much more about nurturing and allowing each person to be of their best. And because you're different people round the table, nobody coming from the same business, they share. You'll find somebody might be an accountant, somebody's an expert in social media, somebody knows about marketing, and you've got this pooled resource that you can now draw on. It's almost like the board you can't afford, if you like. But it's that sense of peer support, good peer pressure, and reduction in psychological isolation. Of that, there's no doubt.
And I know that applications are now open for this year, so for the Acorns 11 programme. Is there any criteria, we'll say, that people need to make sure that they can take part? And if so, how can they apply to take part as well if they are interested, Paula?
So it's aimed at early stage female entrepreneurs in rural Ireland, right? So therefore, they should not have had sales in that new business before June 2022, okay? But they can have started up, they can already be trading, but no sales before June 2022, or they can be actively planning a new venture that they would expect to generate sales in the next 6 months. You know, not, oh, I think I might set up in 5 years. That wouldn't be suitable, right? So people who have just set up or about to set up, it's ideal for those. They must own the business, or at least part own the business if they set it up with somebody else. They should be located in a rural area, and they must be available in October 20th, 21st. And they also agree when they get the dates of the follow-up meetings, which they will get in October, that they put it in the diary and make a point of attending. Like, our attendance rate is in the high 90s, 90%. So it's because people value it. And for that round table and circle of trust to work, people have got to commit to attend, and not only to attend, but to enter into the spirit of helping others and focusing on their goals to bring themselves forward.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. And Paula, are places on the programme limited?
Oh, they are, I'm afraid. Sure. Look, I take everybody in a way, you know, but it's not possible. So to give a real quality experience, we take about 50. And the other thing I would just say is, because I feel very strongly about this, one of the criteria we say is that you must expect to become an employer after 3 years. Because if you're totally focused on being sole trade, solo operated, creating a job for yourself, you will work harder. You'll have less good terms and conditions than if you were employed. So therefore, the encouragement is for you to build a business and not just a job for yourself. So the deadline for this year's programme is Monday, September the 22nd. If they wish to apply, go on the website acorns.ie, register their interest, and we will get an application link straight out to them. I would say any of your listeners, if it's them, do it immediately. It may be that they know somebody who they think, gosh, that would really help her. Please let them know, because they'll thank you for it. I mean, besides all the, you know, feeling part of a community and all those other sort of benefits that come out of Acorns, you also find by that focus on your goals and milestones that they achieve them. So last year's group, Acorns 10, their sales during the 6 months just grew by 54%, increasing from 2.8 million to 4.3 million. They did a total of over 100 staff, increasing by 15, and there were 18 of them with export experience. But it doesn't just end there. It doesn't just end at the end of your cycle. If you're committed, you've enjoyed the experience, you found it of benefit, you'll be offered, if you wish to stay part of the Acorns community, a further development phase. And after that, if you want to really grow your business and seek its further development, you can apply for Acorns Plus, which is another set of roundtables. And thanks to the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, there's absolutely no charge for those who get involved.
It's fantastic. And I suppose, Paula, just before we finish up, you went through some of the facts and figures from last year, and they're amazing to hear. You must be very proud having established this, I suppose, to see that not only is it working and it's continuing on for its 11th programme, but that it's so successful and that the people taking part are really seeing a difference and reaping the rewards, I suppose, from it as well. You must be hugely proud of that.
I'm absolutely delighted. I mean, that's what gives me my buzz. That's what keeps me going. And a little bit of news just at the end is that Acorns is to represent Ireland in Copenhagen in November in the entrepreneurial skills category of the European Enterprise Awards. So we'll be flying the flag for Ireland in Copenhagen with Acorns. And I know that the whole community is behind us, wishing us well.
Absolutely. Well, the very best of luck with that, Paula. And thanks so much for taking the time to join me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
My pleasure.